proclamation number 5526 dated the November 6, 1952. Spiritual hardship greater than earthly. The adversary's activity. The spiritual adversity is far greater still than the earthly one, for people no longer know the truth and every error is an obstacle towards ascent. Every error is spiritual standstill or even regression, for error is my adversary's work in order to obstruct the path to me, in order to make it impossible to find. Every error reinforces his power and provides him with new opportunities to spread darkness across the human race. Everything is an error which contributes towards complicating the realization of me. Everything is an error which prevents people from seeking and finding contact with me. It is my goal and intention that people shall unite with me, that they long for me and seek to satisfy this longing of the heart. My aim is to gain my living creation's love. Anything that contributes towards this is good and never my adversary's activity. However, anything that prevents people from finding this contact with me, anything that diverts their eyes from me is my adversary's doing. And thus you can easily recognize him in everything you are offered, be they spiritual doctrines, messages from the spiritual kingdom or events of any kind. You must always try to realize what is intended by this. And if it leads you away from me and towards the world or if it impedes your heartfelt bond with me, then you will also know that it is my adversary's work who tries to push you humans away from me. He also uses means which are intended to feign my activity. He does not shy away from seemingly working for me in order to convince the gullible, who do not recognize him and accept what he offers them. People's gullibility encourages his activity, for they accept anything without serious scrutiny at the slightest occasion which requires their faith. That is how cunning he is, to seemingly strengthen the faith and yet to divert it into the wrong direction. The truth is constantly sent to earth, it is constantly conveyed to people and yet, the worst errors and lies are far more likely to be accepted than just a glimmer of truth, which would enlighten their spiritual state. My adversary, however, stands on solid ground, he stands on ground which people themselves have made firm and tenable. My adversary works where people believe they are entering my territory. This, too, is his cunning, which can only be exposed again through the pure truth which I send to people through my word. Yet this, my word, can only enter with great difficulty where my adversary has carefully closed all doors. And people themselves support my adversary and uphold his power. This is why the spiritual adversity is so indescribably great and yet cannot be forcibly eliminated, because the human being has to strive of his own free will to enter the light, then he will soon be illuminated and the ground beneath my adversary's feet will begin to falter. Nevertheless, without the truth spiritual hardship cannot be reduced, for the truth teaches love. But anyone in possession of love will also recognize the adversary's activity and release himself from him, given that his love also gives him the strength to escape from him, since due to his love he establishes unity with me and thus I support him by imbuing him with light and strength. Amen.